I think the bald heads from Shaolin are behind this. They're scared of nobody.
I inhale.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony P.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think it's great.
I hope you are in good health and that your spirit is well.
Your appeal to my humanity is pointless.
Come on, man.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city on a hill.
So if we all believe in individual liberty and we all believe in these rules of democracy, what is our modern argument about?
Now, isn't that always the question? Hey, everybody, my four faithful listeners, I definitely appreciate the feedback from a few of you who have been asking, where have I been? And what happened to putting out the consistent shows and Fat Food Stew and all the wonderful things that we have in store here? To be honest, I've been doing a lot of things under the radar and trying to make an actual impact in my area politically, because I live in California and we have a lot of crazy stuff going on right now with laws, some very draconian stuff. I mean, we
poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
We're basically going to be limited to figuring out whether we want to wash our dishes or we want to take a bath. We voted laws in. That's how draconian we are here, and that's how stupid we are.
This is very disrespectful.
But that's also how our entire society is right now. Everyone's so overworked, so overwhelmed, that and so over-informed with things that are unimportant and bombarded with narratives every day, that I just had to step back from it for a second and let you know where I've been. I've been, dealing with things, like I said, more on a local level, more trying to actually affect the politics and try to make a change in what's going on in our society and on my state level. Because I'm always preaching about, on this podcast, we got to go local, we got to go local, we got to go local, then to the federal. And I have to start practicing what I preach even more. And so I'm going to start going out soon and doing some man on the street stuff, which I've been talking about doing before. That gets a little weird out here in California. Hopefully the vibe is good and we can make it happen. I just got this really cool Rode microphone for my phone. I'm going to bust out one of my old phones in case someone gets weird and violent. You know, people get really emotional about things nowadays, which is, a product of our narratives. But I have been really busy, and I apologize for not putting out any shows. I mean, basically, I am speaking out to the void, but when I get messages once in a while, I realize that I do have a few people who actually were starting to enjoy the content. I did get a comment on our show that we did a couple years ago, or was it a year and a half ago, I think, with Grizz, where we welcomed back the War Machine, and I feel like they've really, really kind of got their grips in. So let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's talk about the situation with Israel. There are a lot of narratives going on right now, and I am not a fan of Hamas. I have a lot of people in my life that disagree with me on this, but in terms of the whole Israel and we're occupied, that is, to me, a farce.
You've lost your way, brother.
The human cost of war is terrible. What those guys did coming over and killing those people was terrible. The fallout from the bombs that rightfully are being dropped on Hamas are terrible. And this is a mess. But something is not adding up. The narratives are not fitting what is actually happening. And none of this makes sense. The security forces being unable to detect people coming in and paratrooping in, being dropped from planes. When you have missiles that can be shot down by their defense systems, all the weird stories about people not being where they're supposed to be and different things being done. Something's off here. I don't know what it is. Not even going to make a claim and pretend like I know exactly what's going on. But what we're being told in the media, what we're being fed as a narrative, is not reality. And it is not what is happening over there. And I can just tell you that the War Machine is back. We did a show on that a while back. they are back, and now they are in full control. They have the media running their lines. Everybody's picking their sides. Everybody's, they're really trying to draw us back into that old school narratives, good guy, bad guy stuff. They try to do it with Russia, Ukraine. It's a harder sell, right? Harder sell to us. The Israel thing, it has so many more nuances and complexities to it, but it does serve the purpose to divide the American people. It does serve that purpose. And I'm not into that as far as being something that's going on in America. So I would just ask, and I would encourage everyone to stop and pretend like maybe you don't know anything about Israel. Because what I did with this situation and many others, I stepped away. I have not, I go get original source info. Like I'll skim through kind of what they're saying and can see their narratives. But I have skipped all the emotional videos. I have skipped all the newscasts and their narratives, and I just went and found, you know, what I could find and what, and formulate my own opinion. And my opinion is something's wrong. Something's off. We're not being told the truth. I don't know what the truth is because you can't get to the actual truth. And there's no way to. So there's no reason for Americans to be arguing over this. I mean, we can argue over whether we should be sending money, and that's a valid, you know, conversation to have. Israel is a very strategic partner with us in keeping the entire Middle East from coming together and killing us. So maybe we should throw that into consideration when we, you know, go, oh, these evil Israelis, they do all this. You know, I don't know totally what's going on here, but I think we should have the conversation. They're a strategic partner. We may not like some of the things they do. I don't like some of the things they do. You may not like some of the things they do. But is it in our best interest to keep that strategic alliance? Do you want all the Muslims to come together? You know, this is the thing that we talked about, Grizz and I, long before the podcast, when we were talking about the Iraq War. The Iraq War was not anything it seemed to be. And we all know it had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. It had nothing to do with the towers. And for whatever reason, Bush thought it was going to be smart to go in and take out the minority religious leader who's in that country, keeping all the radicals and crazy people down. Like, the people he kept down, the different sect of the Muslim religion that he kept down, are the ones that were going to kill everybody. So what, we got rid of him, then what did we do? We killed Gaddafi. I mean, there's a lot there. The reasons why money moving away from the dollar as a gold, the standard for buying oil. A lot of different reasons. But it seems to me that this is a related incident where we kill Gaddafi for no good reason. And I mean, the man gave up all his arms. He was doing good things for his people. Like, I grew up, basically, Gaddafi was on toilet paper, and they're talking about he's the devil and because he threatened to kill the Bushes. But Gaddafi was a decent leader at that time. So I'm not just saying, oh, he would have been great. And he was keeping back those sects who were trying to come in and flood Europe. Once they got rid of Gaddafi, once they got rid of Saddam Hussein, the Arab Spring began, and it's insane what we have done. And so I think, you know, when you get into this Israeli Hamas thing and you're talking about all these different things in these different countries, it's really a holistic conversation. To cover this properly on a podcast, we'd have to do about 10 hours and have about 10 guests who are experts and could sit there and push all their narratives, and then we'd have to pick them apart. It's just, all I'm saying is just have a conversation and don't assume we know everything. Let's pull our biases back, because it's been refreshing not seeing all the crap talked on Twitter and all the different social media outlets. It's been great not listening to the narratives on the news. Actually, it's peaceful to my mind. Now, I'm not ignoring what's going on, but I'm finding other sources of information, actually just reading government documents, just reading different things that are not media related. Oh, it's so good for the soul. So I hope as you're moving forward, whether you support Israel or not, or support war or don't, or if you don't even have an opinion, I just hope that any conversations that we do have about this, I hope that it's measured. And I really hope that for Israel's sake and for everybody in Palestine, although I'm not a super fan of people who elect murderers, but People could say that about us here in America. They could say, I don't care about the American people and I hope they all die. They could say that about us because we elect stupid people too. We elect horrible, evil leaders who do crazy things around the world. We let them have 40-year careers. So apparently we are no different than the people in Palestine. We're both guilty and we both are going to pay the consequences. They may pay it quicker, but if we don't get ourselves together and stop voting for evil people, if we don't stop having career politicians, we're screwed. But for as for Israel, you know, let's have a level heads on this. Something is off. Something is not right. Please hit me up with any comments. I'd love to know what you think. Hit me with a sound file. Go ahead and go to the podcast on anchor.fm, AB from CA, anchor.fm. And let us know. Give me a sound file. You think I'm crazy? Go ahead. We don't get enough interaction. It's supposed to be really like a radio show. So I wanted to and probably will still figure out a way to set up a number. And I'm going to try to do a live show and have a call. And we may use Twitter Spaces for that. We're going through a lot. But I do apologize again for being away. But I did have to think this one through because something is just not right with this whole situation. So keep a level head. Keep your heads on a swivel, and let's figure it out.
Well, goodbye. What an eccentric performance.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. What a great time. Heaven. It was heaven.